Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Focus analyst and former NFL quarterback himself, joining us. Bruce, how you doing today?
Hey, good, Bill. Sorry about earlier. My son had the phone. I forgot I had an interview, and I'm working out, just enjoying my nice little workout. And
that's okay. That's okay. You're here now. So we're all good. No problem. Hey, let's start with the question we were kind of posing. I was watching a lot of people yesterday break down Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers when it comes to the MVP. You go through their stats, and they're all very similar. I look at what one guy means to another team versus what another guy means and who they have to work with. And the other guy that nobody's talking about is Ben Roethlisberger as well. So you tell me right now, breaking down all those numbers of Pro Football Focus, who do you think is a front runner right now?
Ah, man, it's tough, and I love it. I mean, I love watching these QBs get at it. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the way he's playing, 30 big-time throws on the year to only 7 turnovers he plays. So, man, he is taking shots downfield and getting his money worth, but also protecting the football. You know, and then Russell Wilson, 33 big-time throws, so 3 more than Aaron Rodgers. And then you have Patrick Mahomes, just we see what he does. And I think with Patrick Mahomes, for how good he plays, there's also times where he's missing throws. And but his upside and what he brings, you know, overall is so spectacular that he's fun to watch. So it's just a treat watching all 3 of those guys get after. Deshaun Watson having quietly a really good year despite the record and that what's going on with their football team. But between, I think, the 3 front runners are Rodgers, Mahomes, and Wilson. I think it's going to come down to how they play the rest of the season. You know, Mahomes, it's just hard to not look at his numbers and what he's doing on the field in those remarkable passes to Tyreek Hill downfield. It's just fun. But Aaron Rodgers, just a smooth operator, continuing to be successful. And you brought up Big Ben. I think Big Ben means the most to his team because of, you know, we saw what happened last year, right? We saw how good the Pittsburgh Steelers defense was last year. And now with Ben back, they have not lost the game. And I know it's not all Ben. Believe me, the thing I think Ben is doing well this year is he understands what's around him. So his numbers aren't blown out of the water. He's not a top grader for us. In the intermediate throws, he is. He's probably like a top 5 passing grade for us in the intermediate range, 10 to 19 yards. But overall, he's not up there with the Mahomes and Rodgers and Wilson. But I think just from a leadership standpoint, guys looking around, seeing he's there, he's under center, means a lot to that football team. So, but at the end of the day, I think it's going to come down to Rodgers, Mahomes, and Wilson.
What do you make of a guy like, say, Derrick Henry? Derrick Henry obviously having a big season. You look at a guy like Aaron Donald, he was being talked about for a while, 10 sacks in the year. You go through some of those guys and you think, okay, maybe a defensive player could make it or maybe a running back could make it. Give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry, he's just straight beast mode right now. I mean, what he's doing and what's so impressive is he's closing in on 1,000 yards after contact. So he's averaging 3.7 yards after being hit per carry per our PFF data. And only Henry and Cook have more total rushing yards this season than Henry has racked up after contact. So if anything, looks like he's only just getting started. So it's fun to watch those guys as far as, Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry and what they mean to their teams. But I think Derrick Henry probably means more right now with Tennessee really in some big matchup this weekend against the Browns, both 8-3. And Derrick Henry, what he means to the team is pretty spectacular.
So I do want to talk about the NFC because there is no clear front runner. Do you think there's one team that has an advantage over the others as far as the NFC goes?
You know, I would think, honestly, I think Green Bay – just because I feel like overall and with the continuity and the confidence they're playing with and led by Aaron Rodgers, I just think they have it together as a team. I'm a huge Matt LaFleur fan. I think he's doing a tremendous job. Nathaniel Hackett is offensive coordinator. Just the positions they're putting their players in, shifts, motions, getting easy completions for Rodgers, putting their guys in places to be successful. You know, so to me, it's Green Bay. I mean, you could say the Saints, you know, they're playing well as a football team, but you kind of worry about Drew Brees, you know, how healthy is he and when is he going to come back? You know, Seattle in that division with the Rams, Niners, Cardinals. I mean, I love Russell Wilson. It's hard for me to bet against them at any point. But I still think I'd take Green Bay overall right now in the NFC.
And then in the AFC, we know that they're undefeated. And I think Mike Tomlin's a tremendous coach and never gets enough consideration for a coach of the year. But they're just quietly going about their business while all the highlights are of Kansas City. Is it just those two teams and everybody else in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. Mike Tomlin's one of the best leaders in the game. And I said coming into this season with COVID going on, no off-season program, and this season just being different than other years, the teams that are going to be standing at the end are the ones that have the best leader, that can manage the team the best, and that's Mike Tomlin. I mean, he's doing it, and his guys love playing for him. He's a player's coach, but also he could be disciplined at times. And the way the Steelers are playing, it's just a complete team. Now, when you look at Kansas City, though, it's scary, man. They could be down. It doesn't matter how many points they're down. They always have an opportunity with Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, all the weapons they have offensively, all that firepower. So, man, that is going to be an unbelievable matchup. I can't wait, and hopefully we see that. But I think it's those two teams, you know, the Steelers and the Chiefs. Now, you can't underscore the Browns. I mean, look what they have done, being 8-3 right now, putting themselves in position to go against the Titans this week, a huge AFC playoff matchup. I think Stefanski's done a tremendous job in Cleveland, kind of managing to his offensive strengths, you know, running the football and what they're doing. You know, so that's fun to watch. And so I do. I kind of think the Browns are an underdog right now if and when they sneak in the playoffs, and it all depends on how Baker Mayfield plays. And also you can't forget about the Bills. I think Josh Allen, once again, it goes back to the quarterback position. He's played well at times this year, but can he be consistent for the Bills to really go for a run through the playoffs?
I want to get back to the Packers. You had mentioned Matt LaFleur. How much do you think Matt LaFleur and the offense and the offensive scheme, how much does that make a difference to the way – I want to talk about the transformation, if you will, from Aaron Rodgers.
It's a world of difference. I mean, not taking anything away from Aaron Rodgers, because they're able to run the offense, they're running because of Aaron Rodgers. They're able to design some of these play actions, bombs across the field because of Aaron Rodgers and his talent. But I also think it's such a perfect match, because when you have a great offensive mind like Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett, now they could put their players, you know, in position to be successful. And we're seeing it a lot, right? We're seeing it in Tampa right now with Tom Brady. We're seeing it, you know, with Patrick Mahomes. We see it with Jared Goff and with the Rams. We're seeing it with Kyle Shanahan with the Niners. As far as those guys know how to put themselves in position to help the quarterback be successful. But at times, too, when we see some sputtering, you know, you could kind of see why, like what's going on in Tampa right now. So you have to really tip your hat to Matt LaFleur and what he's doing for Aaron Rodgers in that Packers offense.
I want to look south of here, because right now you've got a lot of problems in Chicago. Also, when you go west, you got some things going on in Minnesota. Chicago, they needed that game against the Packers if they were going to make any run towards the top of the NFC, or at least keep themselves in a legit contention for a wild card. What do you see right now, other than just poor quarterback play and poor decision-making, just a step slow in Chicago? Is just the offensive decision-making just that bad on the quarterback play? Because they've got a defense that I think is capable, if you put them with the right offense, capable of winning you a lot of games.
Yeah, no, absolutely it is. It's poor decision-making. I mean, you know, you can't turn the football over, number one and foremost. And I feel like at times there's been some questionable decisions at the quarterback position. I think that starts it. But also, too, like if you can't get in a flow or in a rhythm, you know, you have to stay in front of the chains on first and second down. And I just think, you know, that's been hurting them this year. And when you have some unstableness at quarterback, you know, with Foles, Trubisky starting the season, and then Foles getting hurt, and, you know, having some down games the last few weeks, it's just tough, man. And then you lose confidence as a football team. You know, between Trubisky and Foles, they have 21 turnover-worthy plays this year. I mean, that's not winning football. You know, you talk about Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has 24 turnover-worthy plays. So, you know, Foles and Trubisky combined, 21, they're second worst for us in the PFF, our PFF data. So I think it starts there. I mean, we see it around the league. You know, it starts with the quarterback position. But at the end of the day, too, it's about playing as a team and playing with confidence. And that's why I go back to Green Bay, because of how they're playing as a football team and the confidence they're playing with.
I look right now, and real quick, at you had mentioned the West. I know Seattle right now, one of the better teams out in that direction. You've got three really good teams, but is there one? I mean, the Rams have the defense to win. Do they have the offense to win and get back to where they were just a couple of years ago?
I think they do. I mean, the Rams, when they're clicking offensively, I mean, Goff throws a prettier ball than a lot of guys. You know, when he's in rhythm and he's has the protection, that offense, man, it's pretty to watch. It's pretty to watch the designs, the motions, the shifts, and how they just are so fluid if they get in that rhythm, if they get in that in sync with one another. Because you mentioned it, man, defensively, it's fun to watch them get after a quarterback. It's fun to watch them and how fast they are in play and so forth. So if the Rams can click as a team, we've seen it at the beginning of the year. I mean, the Rams are one of the top teams for most play-action passes this year with our PFF data. If they can, you know, get back in sync, you know, they had a down week last week. But I feel like for the most part, Goff has not been that bad this year. And if you give him time, if you get him in a nice little rhythm, he can play better than a lot of guys. And that's where I have some confidence. I do think it comes down to the Rams and Seahawks in that division.
Great stuff as always, Bruce. I appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. Go back to the workout, my friend, okay?
Thanks, my man. It's always a pleasure coming on with you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Bruce Gridkowski, Pro Football Focused analyst, former NFL quarterback as well, breaking down quarterback play, breaking down a lot of these different teams, and feels that the Packers still, with the experience, the continuity, everything they have, could be the front runner in the NFC. They just need to pick it up defensively and get a few stops here and there, and this is what we've been saying all along. So good stuff from him. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. And